this anyway? You say you're in Camelot, but you don't have any lines?
I got a line.
What is it?
Enter Lancelot, the queen awaits.
That's it?
I don't say it. He don't come on. There's no play. Oh, you know, Phil Hanley.
From Hanley Sporting Goods?
Yeah, he's Lancelot. He's backstage with Shirley Clemens.
From Tasty Freeze?
Yeah, Queen Guinevere. Anyway, they don't know I'm there. I look over, they're into some serious tongue jousting.
I thought he's doing it with that girl in the quick photo booth. I hear they almost knocked that sucker over.
Oh, you want to know something else? Bill Cheevers, that guy that's done makeup for like the last 10 years, lives with his mother.
Oh, yeah, I know all about him.
Mm-hmm. Totally straight.
Get out of here.
Hetero from the word go.
No, hold that thought. I gotta yell at the girls. I told you if you came home late, I was gonna kick your butt.
Yeah, you think you're big enough to do it? Let's go. Come on. What's going on?
The girls are late. Boy, I don't know why we bother to set down any kind of curfew. They just come home when they feel like it anyway.
Well, they're just a little late.
An hour late, and they don't even care that we're sitting here worried sick about them. Jen.
Yeah, you're real worried.
Hey, we're laying down rules here, and they're ignoring us.
Yeah, and it's for their own good anyways. A lot can happen to a couple teenage girls an hour after the mall closes.
So that's why we want them here.
We just don't want them out there. I'm gonna get some coffee. You want some, Dan?
Sure.
Run!
Ho, 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 ho! Where the hell you been?
We're really sorry.
Oh, what exactly are you sorry about? That you didn't come home when we told you to? That you never learned how to use a payphone?
Or that you may never see the light of day again?
That'd be the one.
It's only 10 o'clock.
Which means you're an hour late.
And you're always an hour late.
Well, then, we're on time.
We said 9, we meant 9.
Yeah, because, see, we have this really crazy idea that you actually listen when we speak. And when you're not here by 9, we figure you have a reason. And if we're not hearing that reason from you, then we just sit here and make up our own reason, like that you're laying in a ditch somewhere.
We would have called, but there was no phone in the ditch we were laying in. Ha ha.
You're grounded.
Ha ha.
And you're home tomorrow night, and you are very, very sorry, am I right?
Yes, we didn't mean to make you worry. It'll never happen again.
All right, get upstairs.
Boy, you grounded them real good that time.
Thank you.
Think it'll work?
Probably as good as it did the last 12 times.
Maybe you should try something else. I mean it. You should talk to them like they're adults. They're people. They can listen to reason.
Honey, Jackie's still here.
Just smile and nod.
Come on, this is good advice.
Hey.
Hey.
What you doing?
Oh, I'm packing DJ's little duffel bag. He's going to stay over at Little Warren's house tonight.
You think that's a good idea? I mean, isn't Little Warren the one that tied all the squirrels together?
No, that was DJ. Little Warren just stunned him.
Honey, get that, would you?
Sure, why not? I have nothing else to do, God knows. So they're trying to pack a bag for DJ. You come in, you don't have anything to do. You should come in like you're going to say jump, and I'm just supposed to go, how high?
Hello, Mrs. Connor?
Yeah?
Flowers for you.
What's the catch? I have to buy something?
No, you just take them.
Okay. Did you send me flowers, Dan?
No. Why would I do that?
Yeah, right, like you'd ever be romantic enough to do something like that for no reason. Dear Roseanne, I lied. They're for me. Love, Dan. You scum!
I love you too, dear.
Why'd you do this?
Well, let me paint the picture. 20 years ago today, I picked you up at my dad's El Camino, a little Zeppelin on the 8-track, a little Boone's Farm apple warming up in the glove compartment.
Our first date.
No, our first date was a motorcycle in the A&W drive-in. This is the anniversary of our first time.
Our second date.
No. As I recall, I was able to fend you off just a little bit longer.
I remember we drove to that quaint little restaurant.
The Blue Swan Cafe.
Yes, nestled there in the heart of the Blue Swan Motel out there on Highway 72.
I had a New York steak, you had a shrimp cocktail and chicken parmesan.
I thought that was so chic. And the guy kept calling you sir, and then he said, for the lady, he meant me, and I was like really excited about that.
That was the night I asked you to be my girlfriend.
You said you'd make me the happiest girl in the whole USA.
Mom, the toilet's broken.
Liar.
Anyhow, remember how we said we were going to be more crazy and spontaneous? Mm-hmm. Well, tonight I booked us two dinner reservations at the Blue Swan Cafe.
Oh, how romantic. I hope we get that same booth, you know, the one with the view of the interstate.
And just the scent of diesel in the air.
You know, it's getting so as I can hardly smell a truck anymore without thinking of you.
Bye. Bye.
Where are you going? You're grounded.
No, you see, we were late on Thursday, so we were grounded last night. Tonight, we are free.
Oh, okay, so where are you going?
Me and Dana are going to the mall, and they're going to drop me off at Marcy's.
Okay, well, since it's Saturday, you've got till 11, and your dad and I are going to be home early to check on it, so...
1 minute late, and we'll have your butts in a sling.
You look real nice, Mom.
Thank you. 11 o'clock.
Not nice. Thin, thin.
So tell me about the first time you ever saw me.
Ah. Well, you were coming out of study hall, and you were wearing those tight corduroys, and they were making a sound when you were walking down the hall like they were calling my name. Dan Connor, Dan Connor, Dan.
Steak for you, chicken parmesan for you.
Yeah, 45 minutes for a rare steak. I'd ask for steak sauce, but I gotta be at work Monday morning.
You know, it's 10:30. We're not even going to be home till way past 11.
Call home, tell the girls we're going to be late.
Okay. No.
What do you mean, no?
Well, you know, this grounding stuff doesn't seem to be working, so, like, let them worry about us for a while, you know? Maybe I'll call Jackie. What do you think? I'll tell her to go over there and freak them out for a while, and then after a little bit, she can tell them what's really going on.
Lady, you have an evil mind.
And a body to match. What was the second thing you noticed about me? What?
Oh, those big brown eyes. Like two chained Dobermans waiting to rip your leg off.
Good. Keep going.
It's your turn. What'd you like about me?
The fact that you asked me out.
What else?
That's about it.
So what, if Tommy Jorgensen would have asked you out, you'd be Mrs. Tommy Jorgensen right now?
Oh, like Tommy Jorgensen had ever asked me out.
Oh, get off the sympathy wagon, Roseanne. There were plenty of guys standing in line for you to treat him like dirt. I was just a lucky one.
Now I remember what I liked about you, Dan, the fact that you could just spread it on so thick.
Oh, come on, Roseanne. What about me made you quiver?
Well, I'd have to say it was the forearms.
Really?
Yeah. They were the biggest, manliest, meatiest hunks of flesh I ever laid my eyes on.
The pythons, huh?
I remember, like, I would sneak these looks at you in class, and you'd start rolling your sleeve up really slow, you know, just to tease me. Why, it was all I could do to keep from climbing over all those desks and just throwing you to the floor.
You know,
Since we're not rushing home, maybe after dinner we could see if they got our old room vacant.
Oh, I never thought I'd say this, Dan, but let's skip dessert.
Darlene!
Okay, 10 minutes, 10 lousy minutes, but it's not my...
Don't sweat it. They're not home.
Then I'm not late, right?
Yeah, don't worry, Darlene. I wouldn't rat on you. You know, now that you mention it, though, it is kind of strange they're not back yet.
Oh, I didn't mention it.
No wonder where they could be. You want some ice cream?
Sure. What are you doing here?
A load of laundry. Nah, I'm sure they're okay.
Oh, ow! Ow, ow, ow! Oh, they're not home yet.
Oh, cool. Roseanne? Oh, Becky. Yeah. Hi.
Hi. What's she doing here?
Laundry. Don't worry, she won't tell.
You know, it's kind of weird they're not here. I mean, after that whole deal they've been making about curfew and everything, I thought I'd be grounded before I even opened the door.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff they live for.
There you go.
Thanks. You're not having any?
No, I'm not really hungry all of a sudden. So, you girls have fun tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What'd you do?
Well, I went
to... I'm gonna go make a phone call. Crystal, hi. Yeah, I know, it's late. I'm sorry. Have you heard from Roseanne? Yeah. Okay. Sure, yeah, thanks. Bye-bye. Crystal says hi.
Aunt Jackie, what's going on?
I'm just thinking that it's not like your folks to be this late.
Well, maybe their car broke down again.
Yeah, that's probably it.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. This is the kind of night that cops hate. Lot of accidents. But I'm sure they're okay.
I wonder what's taking them so long.
You don't think there's a problem, do you?
What did we do 20 years ago?
Well, let's see. You were in the bathroom putting on a fresh coat of white lipstick.
And you were out on the payphone bragging to your buddies.
I still do that.
I remember what we did. We filled up that huge bathtub and played Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea.
Oh, yeah, you kept going,
Let's do that again.
Okay. This time I get to be Cap'n Nemo. No towel snapping.
Oh, I'm not making any promises.
Hey, would you look at that?
Boy, that tub got a lot smaller.
It is really icing up out there.
What are they doing out so late?
You getting worried?
No. You?
No.
How long could it take to eat dinner?
Yeah, and if they were gonna be this late, how come they didn't call? I mean, this is just so weird, because they were just telling us how much they worry when we're late.
And here we are worrying about them. Incredible coincidence or a lesson for the kiddies? You make the call.
Aunt Jackie's doing laundry at 11:30 on Saturday. But there's no laundry.
Oh, well, I just can't believe that one.
Isn't this just a little bit too cutesy for them?
I think they've been watching too much TV.
So Aunt Jackie is just here to, like, make sure we worry.
Well, we can't let her down now, can we? Still no sign of him, eh?
Mm-mm. I gotta admit, guys, I'm starting to get worried.
That's it. I'm calling the police.
No, 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 we can't do that.
Why not?
Well, you'd have to say that it was a missing persons thing, and they don't like that.
But maybe Mom and Dad are missing.
Well, they're not missing enough. They would have to be missing for 24 hours before the cops will do that missing person thing.
Well, if they're not missing, then what are they? I mean, hey, let's face it, even Mom and Dad can't eat dinner for 4 hours. Oh, my God. They could be dead.
Let's not go crazy here.
They're dead. They're big, giant street pizzas. All squashy. Those 18 wheels running over. Squash, 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 squash. Mommy, Daddy!
Are we done now?
But we're so worried.
You are rotten, rotten kids, and I can't even believe I'm related to you two.
Does that mean you won't adopt us, Aunt Jackie?
What will become of us, Darlene? We'll be orphans.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
You two are very funny, yes.
Very,
very funny.
Knock it off! So your mom's little idea didn't work. That's fine. Why don't we sit down here and discuss this curfew thing as adults, okay? All right. Let's see. All right, first of all, don't think of curfew as a punishment. You see, your parents don't think of it that way. To them, it's a way of showing their concern. So think of curfew as your parents' way of saying, I love you.
I curfew, Darlene.
Well, I curfew too, Beth.
All right, that's it. Both of you upstairs, you're grounded. That's it. You're rotten, 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 rotten kids.
Tomorrow!
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You took extra cheese.
Cheese fell off my slice. I'm putting it back on.
Hey, pull all the cheese off of this piece.
Eat the other piece.
I don't want that. I want the one with the brown bubble on it.
You're not getting my cheese.
Dan.
What?
Well, we could be having this argument at home, and it wouldn't be costing us $14 an hour.
What are you saying? You want to go home?
I don't know. Do you?
No, we can't go home yet. This is a romantic thing. We're celebrating a great moment in our life.
Okay. Hey, Bonanza's on.
No.
But that was the one where Hoss finds the leprechauns.
We're not watching TV.
Well, what do you want to do?
Hey, the vibrating bed.
Oh, yeah, I completely forgot how much I used to love that.
Yeah, remember last time we couldn't get enough of it and we only had two quarters between us?
And one of them was for the wine.
Only the best for my baby. What do you think? Should I crank it up?
Crank away, my bishop of love.
Random cowboy!
This is awesome! Dad?
Yeah? Maybe we're getting too old for this.
No, no, it was great, honey.
Great as the last time?
Better.
You know why? Because this time we're in love.
I was in love the other time.
Me too.
Thanks for walking me to my door, Mr. Connor.
You're welcome, Miss Harris.
So are you ever going to call me again, or is it just wham, bam, thank you, Roseanne?
Don't say that. You're my girl. I'm going to tell you something I never told anybody before. This is my first time.
I know.
How about a good night kiss?
Oh, maybe one.
One more.
Okay. Remember that night when we played One More Kiss for about half an hour? Then the door opened, it was my dad.
In his underwear?
Reading us the riot act.
Daddy's not here now.
Where have you been?
Do you know what time it is?
Couldn't you pick up a phone?
I mean, we thought you were dead in a ditch.
I don't think we're plugged.
Any idea what time it is?
I have an idea. Let's try something
You're
new.
You're grounded.
I mean, do we have to do that?
Hey, let us in.
Hey, come on. Call
That's what we needed all along. Now they can't wait to come home.
Mom.